Auckland is going to be in lockdown level 3 for an additional 12 days. The rest of the country will stay at level 2. Now, joining me now is RNZ's health correspondent, Rowan Quinn. Rowan, can we just recap what the health reasons were, the factors that have led to this decision? What did they look at?
Well, the Prime Minister is saying there it's about the same cautious approach that they applied, and then as a result we all applied last time the country locked down, and that's about trying to contain this cluster, which is what it is in Auckland, and to stop the spread of it. So she says, you know, the incubation period of the disease is about 14 days. We've already locked down for 12 more days to go gives a little bit of time to see if they can track down more cases, and they think that there will be more in this cluster. And they're saying that that's the most important thing, is to contain the cluster. It's also, they would like to find the origin of this current outbreak, but that's actually not the most important thing. The most important thing is about stopping it spreading, and that's what this extra 12 days they hope will do.
So we're keeping in pace with the life cycle of the virus, in essence, the incubation period. People will be scratching their heads. Tokoroa, 2 cases today confirmed in Tokoroa after contact with people who were infected in Auckland. So why not a ramp up in levels in that part of the country?
Well, we heard from both the Director General and the Prime Minister that that's because the 2 cases there are clearly linked to the Auckland cluster. At the moment, there's no sign of any further spread, and they also are keeping an eye on the cases there as well. So they're saying there's no need to push Tokoroa into level 3, and it's sort of a similar rationale perhaps for why they're not pushing Auckland into level 4, which is a question that people have also asked. And that they're both saying there, that the Director General and the Prime Minister, that it's because there is one cluster that we know of at the moment, and so they're able to track it quite well. Level 4 would be if there were many random cases, if there were multiple clusters, if there was a larger geographical spread.
Obviously, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield said there that the numbers are growing quite quickly, and he would like that to slow down. So let's look at some of the new information that they have. First off, one of the cases from today that is confirmed, person in hospital, what do we know about that?
That this is a person who is, we didn't know for sure whether they were linked to the cluster, and now we know that it's much more likely that this person is linked to that cluster. So we have 29 people in the current cluster, or 30, and that was that last person that they were a little bit unsure of. Can't totally lock down to say that they are part of the cluster, but it's now looking much more likely. So that's good news, I guess.
We know that the family of 4 in South Auckland who tested positive for COVID on Tuesday, they're considering them the index case. But what have we learnt now today about perhaps earlier infections?
Yes, well, it sounds like there was a case, the Prime Minister saying there on July the 31st. So that's a long time, several days, almost a couple of weeks before the original index case. So, and that's connected to the Americold cool store, which has been connected to a lot of these cases in the cluster. So that's really interesting. They're not saying yet that it's definitely the original source. And we know from talking to the health experts that when that family was discovered, that they were very unlikely to be early on in the chain of transmission, that there could be 1 or 2 or 3 generations of the virus before it got to them. So then it looks like, you know, here's at least one that's quite a way back.
Okay, the other thing that we've all become more familiar with is this term, the genome. So it's like the fingerprint or the DNA sequence of the virus. Again, we've got a bit more information, don't we?
Yeah, that's been something that's been new with this outbreak, really. We didn't hear a lot about it in the last outbreak. The Prime Minister's saying that the genome testing of the virus and the current cluster is not associated with the earlier community outbreaks from our last lockdown. So she said there's no sign of burning embers or a dormant virus, or the word she used. But they also said there's no link to any of the current cases in managed isolation or quarantine, but that they are still investigating that. So still a bit of a mystery, but some things clarified about the genome.
Just before you go, can you give us the dates so that people know that the date for coming out, and she was going to, well, reconsider it before we actually get to that deadline.
That's right, yeah. So August the 26th, we're in lockdown level 3 in Auckland and level 2 for the rest of the country. That's 12 more days. On the 21st, as in keeping with the government's plans in the last lockdown, they're going to give us a little bit of a heads up of whether we'll be coming out of that or not. And the Director General said a lot of the decision about that will be on the pattern of spread that we see of the virus in the next 7 to 10 days.
Thanks, Rowan. That is Rowan Quinn, our health correspondent.